to Lester in Cypress, California, listening on Immaculate Art Radio. You are on with Carlo Broussard. What's your question, Lester?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And Sai, big fan of you. I really miss your movie reviews, buddy.
Oh, you're very nice. Thank you. Let's talk about this for a while. We've got a whole segment. Carlo, you can go home. Let's just chat about this. Thank you. Lester, you're very kind. Thank you.
Okay, so quick question. Why didn't Jesus call our Blessed Lady Mother and always refer to her as woman?
Yes, this is a fantastic question. Before I answer it, Lester, I'm going to have to give a plug for my mentor and colleague Tim Staples and his book, Behold Your Mother. It's a sort of an exhaustive defense, biblical and historical defense of the various doctrines and dogmas that we believe as Catholics regarding Mary. And in that book, he addresses this question in great detail. But I'm just going to give you a sneak peek of that, Lester. And basically, fundamentally, it seems, I think we have a high degree of reasonable certitude to conclude that what Jesus is doing, Lester, is he's trying to make a connection. He's trying to draw us to the reality of who Mary is. Namely, she is the prophetical woman spoken of in the Old Testament in what is called the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Lester, do you recall how after Adam and Eve sinned, God speaks to Eve, and God speaking to Satan, and says, I will set enmity, total opposition, separation, between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. Do you recall that, Lester? You recall that prophecy?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So what we see there is, number one, this woman that God is referring to is going to be the mother of the Messiah, because the seed that will come forth from this woman, which some scholars see to be a hint of the virgin birth of Jesus, right? Because normally the Bible talks about the seed of the man, but here it's talking about the seed of the woman. So here we have this virgin woman giving birth to this male child that's going to crush the head of the serpent. But if you notice, Lester, that woman is not of the seed of Satan. Consequently, we can conclude that this woman is sinless. She's not tainted by sin and the dominion of Satan. And because she's not of his seed, we see a hint that this woman will be immaculately conceived like the first woman. Because, Lester, in the Genesis narrative, Eve was called woman in the first few couple of chapters before Eve sinned. She doesn't receive her name until after she sins. So the first woman was created without the stain of original sin. She was pure, she was holy, but she fell. The new woman that God prophesies about is going to be like the first woman in that she will be created free from original sin, but unlike the first woman, she will remain sinless, because there will be total opposition between the serpent, Satan, and this woman. And I think this is the historical, this is the backdrop, Lester, against which Jesus refers to Mary as woman. And if you do the biblical study, if you do some Bible study, Lester, you'll discover that all the preceding verses before John chapter 2, verse 4, where Jesus calls Mary woman at the wedding feast of Cana, what John is doing is he has various details in his narrative that parallel the first creation story. So the whole context in which Jesus says woman, it's embedded in this context of this image of a new creation. And so what Jesus is revealing to us is that this woman, Mary, is the woman of the new creation that Genesis 3:15 was speaking of. And consequently, Jesus would call Mary woman in John 19:25 when he's on the cross as he's crushing the head of the serpent. He looks to that woman, he looks to Mary and says, woman, behold your son. Do you think he's just calling her woman for, is this just a coincidence? I don't think so. And then finally, Lester, in Revelation 12, when John has his heavenly vision, what does he describe? But yet he describes the mother of the Messiah as the woman clothed with the sun, and she will have offspring. Her offspring would be those who keep the commandments of God. So the bottom line, Lester, I think we can conclude that Jesus is calling Mary woman at the wedding feast of Cana and on the cross precisely to connect her to the woman God prophesied about in Genesis 3:15, that woman who would be a new woman, created free from original sin and remaining sinless throughout her life, not touched by the stain of Satan.
Right. Fantastic.
Okay, Lester. Hey, brother, thank you so much for giving us a call this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. Great answer. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lester.